Stories of people trying to buy houses but taking the L after getting outbid time and time again are no longer unusual. This as total mortgage applications dropped 13.1%. That's the lowest level since December of 2019. And to make things worse, we're about to hit the spring, which is a hot time historically for buying. So for more on this, let's bring in Vera Gibbons, Yahoo Finance contributor. It's a really tough market out there for people looking to buy a home, right?
Yes. And you said it's going to be a hot buying season. It's going to be sizzling hot if you look at the estimates or the projections from Zillow. Despite all of the challenges, so you've got mortgage rates rising. They're now at about 4%, which is the highest they've been since the summer of 2019. You've got very little supply. You've got a lot of people looking at what is out there, a lot of competitive offers, people outbidding one another. So very challenging conditions. And also, million-dollar homes are quickly becoming the norm at the fastest pace ever. According to Zillow, 146 new cities became million-dollar cities in 2021. They haven't seen those numbers ever. So you've got a lot of the challenges out there, but people are still pretty anxious to buy, especially those must-buy types, people who need a place to live.
I mean, Vera, I always appreciate our chats, but I walk away so depressed about the housing market. Seeing where inventory is in comparison to where demand is, obviously, you know, we're looking at mortgage applications today. The expectation has been with rising rates, maybe home buyers kind of, or those who are potential home buyers kind of pull back and say, maybe this is not the good time to buy a house. Have we already seen that slowdown? What are you hearing in terms of the hottest markets?
Well, I've spoken to some would-be buyers, and these are people who are interested in buying a house, but they don't have to buy a house. They already have a house, but they're thinking maybe they want to upsize, maybe they want to downsize, whatever the case may be. They're taking a bit of a break. I spoke to a bunch of people who have been looking sort of on and off for a while now. They've made competitive offers. They've been outbid over and over again, and they're getting tired of it, especially since they have become, you know, involved in the whole process and fallen in love with the homes, and then they don't get it. So they're tired of the disappointment, and they've taken a back seat. But the people who are actually setting the market are, as I mentioned to Brian, those must-buy types, which is what one broker referred to them as. These people need shelter. Their rents have gone up too high, too much, 20%, 30%. In some markets like New York, rents are up by 50% in some markets, some pockets of neighborhoods there. So the rents have gotten too high. They've been evicted. They want a bigger house. They move maybe. There's a lot of movement out there. So these are the people who are those must-buy types. And they're going to great lengths to actually get the house they want. They're making these incredible offers, all cash in some cases. They're going $100,000 over asking in some cases, $150,000 over asking in some cases. And they're outbidding the people who would like to buy but don't want to compete at that level.
So what are the options for the people that need to find a place now? Is it they have to compromise, they have to look at different areas, look for something cheaper, knowing that they're going to have to bid maybe $100,000 over just to get what they want?
That's sort of what's going on here in this Florida market. I spoke to one person who was looking pretty seriously in Jupiter Farms area. She looked for 6 months, couldn't find anything that was within her price parameters. So she broadened her search, and she found something in Palm City, less expensive, not exactly her dream house. She likes it but doesn't love it. Even so, she made an offer, sight unseen. She made a blind offer. She waived the inspection to get the deal done, and she actually got the house. You know, one broker told me in this market, you might get 50% of what you want. In a normal market, you probably got 85%. So people are having to lower their expectations and make all sorts of compromises to get the house. One broker told me the big win of the deal is actually getting a house. So the woman who I spoke to, who is in Palm City now, is thrilled as can be. Even though it isn't her dream house, she's just very happy to be a homeowner because she went through all sorts of hoops to actually find a house that was affordable and that was available. She didn't have to go 10, 20, 30, 40, $100,000 over asking. She got it at a price that she considered reasonable.
Vera, I feel like it always comes back down to the key question here for those who are looking to buy a home. And what do you do with all of those factors you just highlighted? What's the advice for home buyers?
I think you just need to sort of lower your expectations and make those compromises. As I mentioned, you're going to get some of what you want, maybe not all of what you want. And as I mentioned earlier, too, like people who don't have to buy, they're saying forget about it. But the people who want to buy or who need to buy because, as I mentioned, their rents may be too high or for some other reason, they're, you know, pretty making pretty solid offers. And they're at a point where they feel like they've got to go 10, 20, 30,000 over asking, if not significantly more than that. And they are waiving the inspections and they are making these offers no contingencies. So this is the group that's actually winning. But again, there's so many people that just don't want to go head to head with these guys and they're taking a back seat.
Yahoo Finance contributor Vera Gibbons, always good to have you on.